Just input here. I've been noticing on the Living Water I'm very strong, getting stronger and stronger in my swim, my walk. It's an interesting feeling.
He now has no, like, where you'd be listless or, like, not tired, because he doesn't do tired. He doesn't sleep now, so he can't get tired if you don't sleep at all. But in that listlessness where you're, like, waning, he doesn't have that anymore.
The Beach Boys noticed it, too?
Everybody notices it.
Or anyone else?
At least once a month, I come out of the water. It just happened twice this week, but, you know, it's not every day. But I come out of the water, and people go, wow, that was incredible, because they watch me swimming. The only guy swimming many lengths, long lengths, in all kinds of wavy and non-wavy water. It's very impressive what I do in the water.
And how would Bob do in it?
Oh, Carol's talking. What are you doing, Kurt?
Kurt, it's not like Bob's just swimming in a flat swimming pool. He's swimming on 5-foot waves. He'll swim up the wave.
10-foot waves sometimes.
Man, it's incredible.
You have to time it, Kurt, because it comes at peak. You see this huge mountain coming at you. You have to get under it before it crashes. And if you do it right, you just float up over just before it starts cresting. It's really a nice art.
And
so it's really
not,
so people are watching this one guy out there.
Over.
I'd love to see a video posted.
What did Ion say?
If you miss it, then the wave crashes you out. You can't swim it. You're flushed. You're done.
Yeah, you're crushed and banged around.
Right.
And I'm on a schedule. I have to get it done at a certain point, or the sun goes down, and then those fucking tortoises start beating me up. Turtles.
That's true. Turtles.
So are you becoming a little bit of a legend on the beach?
Yes. No, I've been complimented for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
And no one ever comes back. I've never had someone come back and say, oh, I saw you 3 years ago. I just come out of the beach and just walk over and get the shower. And there's always, when someone comments, I'm just walking by and they just turn casually and say, man, hey, they give me a thumbs up.
Well, maybe it's especially when they see you don't have goggles.
Right.
You don't have a snorkel. You don't have flippers.
Right.
You're just out there, you against
The only dangerous time is on a good surf day. There are surfers down towards the end.
Oh.
And sometimes they come real close to me. You know, they just zip over and almost smash into me. So I have to watch that. And the other day I was
going along as well.
I was just swimming along and getting to the end of the first lap. And all of a sudden, this guy comes swimming out towards me, a young guy, with his board, and he eventually gets to me. He says, you okay? I said, yeah, why? What's the problem? He said, well, do you realize when you saw me about 5 minutes ago, you were way back there near the shore. Now you're like 2 miles out. And I looked around, oh, yeah, it's right. I'm way out here. He says, the riptides are death. They're crazy today, buddy. You got to watch it. And so I had to way out, didn't even notice it. And so I said, well, what do I do? Go this way? He said, no, don't go that way. Just go this way. And so he told me to follow him. So he kept, I didn't need him.
And Bob just giggled. Bob just giggled and he said, fuck you, I'm from Texas.
That's right. He was surprised how different I was. Oh, Jesus, I'm way out here.
He said, screw you, I'm a Cindy. That's what he really said. But anyway, we just go with the Ray Wiley.
Get happier,
the
get
Ray
out.
Wiley Hubbard. The Ray Wiley Hubbard version of it is real good.
Yeah. Well, once we got inside of it, it said, you ever heard of Ion and Bob? No? Well, okay, fuck you. And I took off. I'm always trying to sell our stuff.
Stay with them to the
entire
die.
It sounds like you could win an Olympic event.
What?
It sounds like you could win an Olympic event, swimming event.
A long distance one I could.
Yeah.
So 2 days ago, it was huge waves, and I get near a surfer, and we see this huge wave coming. And he just threw his board away and dove down, and I dove down, and we came up on the other side, and I said, holy shit, we're still alive. He started laughing his head off.
Like he was surprised.
Yeah. No, but wow. I am becoming a legend, though, probably. People are probably talking about it because no one else does anything. They just play around with their boogie boards.
Yeah, nobody's out there swimming long distance.
Yeah, back and forth.
Not long distance.
I mean, I'm doing it for 45 to 50 minutes. Non-stop. I just keep going. What?
Are you having fun, or are you thinking about what you're going to talk about on the show when you're swimming? Or
yeah, I'm thinking about it. Oh, Kurt asked some good questions. We got to get Kurt back on. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about everything that goes on in Idaho.
He doesn't think about anything. He doesn't have a thought in his living
room. Everything comes up, and I don't complete the thought.
How would he remember? If he had a great thought, he wouldn't remember it. It's too many words. I don't know what to talk about.
Should I move the hurricane or let it sit?
He won't even answer the emails and save all these damn people. Thousands of people are stone cold dead because he was too busy to answer the email. Oh, but he can tear down trees in Nova Scotia. He had time to get all that down his car, of course. Yeah, it's quite a sight, really. It's sad, but we're just doing the best we can with what we got to work with.